Walking by faith. Signs are a common part of everyday life. They make life easier, and without them, we would not easily find our way. There are signs of every sort, signs that give direction, signs of identification, and signs of warning. God Himself not only gives signs, but gives them in many ways. For example, for 40 years, while the children of Israel were traveling through the wilderness, He fed them with manna. This was a daily sign of the provision of God to supply their daily bread. But when Israel arrived in the land of Canaan, the heavenly manna ceased. Now there are many lessons contained within this wilderness experience, but one very important lesson is the principle that as we grow spiritually, we learn to depend less on outward visible signs and to depend more in God and His Word. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." What is faith? Simply stated, faith is trusting God. It takes faith to believe that God has ordained the times and seasons of our lives and that He is ordering our every step. It takes faith to believe that He will provide for us even in uncertain times. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Simple words these are, yet profound in their meaning. These words contain the secret of a trusting and quiet heart. Upon close examination, you can see that each one of the words is comprised of only one syllable. God has made things quite simple for those whose hearts are prepared to receive. How does one walk? It is step by step, regardless of whom it may be. For the person who chooses to honor God, what is the mode of transportation as he walks through this life? According to the scripture, it is faith. Faith is the shoe that holds our foot on the journey, the path that leads us, and the power that propels us as we travel along the way. Naturally speaking, there are many things that can cause us to be in trepidation, fear, and panic. Nevertheless, God is in control. We must look to Him with eyes of faith and keep walking. Without doubt, all of us are going to be tested and tried. We have to learn to expect movement and shifting. Expect pressure and refinement. Then we will not be surprised when it comes. And when it comes, understand and know that God is in control. This is Velma Jean Sanders with God's Word Alive, Walking by Faith. Article first published in the Omaha Star, April 3rd, 2020.